Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
The talent that's here and the talent that is continuing to develop here. You obviously have some mainstay guys like Ian Happ.
Ian Happ, Cubs all-star outfielder.
Happ waits, the 2-1 delivery. High fly ball hit to deep left center field. This is going to go. It's gone! Ian Happ with the fourth home run of the afternoon for the Cubs.
Gold Glove Award winner.
Line drive, left center field. Happ is out there. Oh, what a play! Ian Happ, gorgeous play.
Host of the Compound Podcast.
When it gets really hard is when you go in to do your work and your work sucks. Like you go in to do your cage work and your cage work is trash. I had a stretch this year where I wasn't getting the results in the game, but my work was good. My BP was good. I was still hitting balls hard. They just weren't finding holes.
Connect Roasters coffee enthusiast.
Here's a man that probably has five fresh pots a day.
Ian Happ on 670 The Score.
We toast you, Ian Happ.
Ian Happ joining us here on the Circle Resort and Casino Hotline, CircleLasVegas.com. This is Raheem Ian Harris and Mark Grody on 670 The Score and the Cubs Gold Glover co-host the Compound Podcast. It is now a part of Odyssey Sports. New episodes drop each Wednesday with the latest discussion on the Cubs and baseball. They're usually on Marquee right after Cubs postgame. Download and listen on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. Thanks for joining us, Ian.
How you guys doing?
We're doing okay.
Yeah, we're good. You're in Atlanta. Is it steamy there still? I feel like Atlanta in September is not exactly a physically cool place to play.
It's actually unbelievable weather right now. I don't know how we lucked out. I mean, they always play night games here. So we got the late getaway today, but it's like 75 and perfect.
Okay.
Congratulations on that. That is pretty incredible. Yeah.
We like that. Ian, a lot of news going around your team right now. Most notably, Kyle Tucker placed on the IL after he was trying to kind of battle through the calf tightness that's been plaguing him for a little over a week. How big of a blow is that for a team that's obviously getting geared up for the postseason and you want to be hitting on all cylinders?
Yeah, just tough. Tuck just wasn't making a ton of progress with the calf, so it makes sense to give him the 10 days and let him get right for the end of September. But you know, it's going to give some guys opportunities here to play and step into that role. And, you know, obviously get one of your best hitters and one of the best players in baseball. You want him in the lineup, but it's more important that he gets himself healthy.
And I think that's something, you know, you guys have had to deal with. We've talked about it before. It happens over the course of the season. How does it feel when it's in September that, you know, some of the main characters, I think, of the team this past year as far as a contribution, you know, Daniel Palencia gets added to that as well. Like, how do you manage that just knowing that the injuries are going to occur, but in September when you've got the postseason in sight, what's the mentality?
Yeah, I think, you know, things are going to happen throughout the year. We've been fortunate to have a pretty healthy group for most of the season, so when, you know, when stuff like this happens, I think our group is built to kind of keep going and replace. I mean, every team is, but, you know, we did a good job in the bullpen of adding at the deadline. So having the ability to turn to a few other guys and I think it's a real team mentality this time of year where you're just all pulling together to stack up as many wins as you can.
I know I've asked you about your success against Spencer Strider this season before, but once again, I'm in the position to do so yesterday. You get a double off of him. Cubs end up winning the game yesterday by a score of 6-1. You know, what was your approach when you faced him this last time?
I'd had some good at-bats against him at Wrigley last week and had hit a slider. And he jammed me pretty good on a heater. I got a knock on it, but broke my bat. And so, you know, just being on time for the fastball, this time and really committing to it. And I hit two fastballs hard my first two at bats. And so just taking advantage of that and trying to be kind of play the game. And it happens a couple times throughout the year with this schedule where you kind of play a team back to back and you might face the same pitcher two times in a row. And so trying to make those adjustments and have a really solid plan going into the game, you know, kind of based on how they pitched you the time before or where you struggled or where you had success.
If my research is correct, you've never faced Chris Sale in your career. Is that right?
Never have.
So
never have.
How much do you relish an opportunity like this, but at the same time, like you just said, in the preparation for a guy, how tough of a prep is this for the reigning Cy Young winner?
Yeah, I mean, he's been unbelievable. And so just being as prepared as you can, you know, looking at his pitch mix and trying to figure out, you know, what he's doing, what it looks like, and how he's trying to get guys out. I think that's, you know, the challenge with facing somebody who's elite like this is you have to really be stubborn to your plan and understand that you're going to get, you know, three at bats off him, and you're going to have to make the most of the opportunities. Guy that doesn't make a lot of mistakes, doesn't give up a lot of hard contact. And so trying to be pretty stubborn to something and see if you can just get on base a couple times and try to help the group out.
I'm glad you brought up the phrase stubborn to your plan, because in reading the article about you in The Athletic that came out, I feel like that was the theme. We talk a lot about overthinking things. I think Craig Counsell had a really good point when he was talking about pitching in last night's game. But you do that. You're stubborn to your plan when it comes to knowing your approach and knowing how your numbers are going to turn out at the end of the season. I think my biggest takeaway was, just like when you talk to us, how difficult it can be to do that very thing. You know, what were your takeaways from just talking to the reporters and about your approach and having this day in and day out to the point of not just being boring, but dedicated about it?
Yeah, I mean, over the course of the season, you have to be really stubborn. You have to be really committed to what you do and what you do well. And the beauty of how long the season is you get 650 at bats, you get the opportunities. And so not getting too caught up when things are going poorly for stretch or really looking deeper into, am I doing the right things? Am I swinging at the right pitches? Am I staying in the zone and not chasing, you know, walking, not striking out, hitting the ball hard and hitting the ball in the air? Like, if you're doing those things over the course of the season, it should play itself out to a place where your numbers are where you expect and the back of the baseball card shows up. And so really having that belief and that confidence in yourself that that's what's going to happen and not getting frustrated by hitting balls hard at people and getting out, because it is so much more about the process than it is about the results. Because any given day, you know, you can have a great process and not get the results in this game. That's what makes it so frustrating. But the more you can continue to do that over and over again, you set yourself up for success.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
I don't necessarily know that we talk about how much of a challenge that is, where sometimes the biggest opponent you have in baseball is yourself. How do you describe that? Because I think that might be one of the most difficult parts of the game, knowing it's every day and every at bat and what you do.
Yeah, it's so mental. It's so mental, and you fail so much. You know, the game is just gives you failure every single day. And you have a great day. I had a great day yesterday. I had, you know, five at bats, four of them were really good, and you get two hits, and that's a great day. But you still got out three times, and you're still, you know, I still swung at a bad pitch in my last at bat, and I'm still frustrated by it. But you go through that process, and you kind of look back and you take stock on it, and you say, okay, I had four really good at bats, I made really good decisions all day, and you learn from it, and you move on. And the hardest part of this game is the mental part, and you can choose if you make the decision to focus on the one at bat that you didn't like, or the one pitch that you missed, or you can choose to focus on all the positives you did and carry those into the next day. And it really is, it's a season long of making that decision to be confident and to be, you know, kind of your biggest cheerleader. And that's the hardest part of doing it every single day, is you have to make that decision every single day for, you know, 8 months.
The grind is real, as we talked to Ian Happ, Cubs outfielder here on Raheemian Harris with Mark Grody. Ian, give it to me straight. 17 games left to play. You're 6.5 games out. They say I'm being unrealistic in believing the Cubs can catch the Brewers. What say you?
You got to believe it. I mean, you got to believe that it's possible, because things can change really quick in this game. But the only way that we're going to do that is by, you know, being super, super committed to every single day. You know, being taking it one day at a time, and being, hey, we're going to go beat the Braves today, and then, you know, we'll get an off day to regroup, and then we'll go into the next series. You know, you can't think about, oh man, we got to go 13-4 in these last 17. It's like, that doesn't work like that. You can't live in the future. You can't live in a place where you're thinking about the end of the season. You really have to be stubborn to every single day. And that's the most important kind of message to the group right now, is just really coming out with great energy every day and competing one day at a time.
I love this productively stubborn concept. I'm just usually stubborn. This segment with Ian Happ is brought to you by Finishing Chicago. Great finishes start with contractors from finishingchicago.com. Anthony Rizzo was on with our morning show earlier today, making the retirement official as well. What can you say about what he meant to you and his career?
Yeah, I mean, just an unbelievable career. You know, the accolades, the numbers, the World Series. And there's plenty of things you can say about what Anthony did as a baseball player. But so much more about what he meant to the city of Chicago. You know, what he meant to the Cubs organization, to be the guy who was here at the beginning, you know, on a 100-loss team, before things flipped and before kind of that 15-16 run. And then what he meant to me as a player, I mean, and as a friend. And he stood in my wedding, and we're really, really close. But from day one, he took me under his wing. He taught me how to be a professional. He taught me how to go about a routine, how to play day games at Wrigley, how to handle success and failure. You know, he was with me every step of the way, was the first guy after I got sent down in 19 to set up dinner, to set up golf, to get my mind off things, checking in on me every single day. He was the captain of those teams and the best leader I've been around. And I can't say enough about, you know, what he has meant to me throughout my baseball career.
What do you think Saturday is going to be like, where they honor him at Wrigley?
It's going to be pretty special. It's going to be really, really cool. You know, I'm excited for it. I'm excited for him to be back, to be an ambassador, to be around Chicago and Wrigley, and to see the fans embrace him. You know, lucky to be here for when he came back, and to see the standing O and everything for him. But you know, I think this one, retiring a Cub, is going to be extremely, extremely special. I think, you know, we've had guys come back for sure. But this is kind of the first, I guess, retirement as a Cub and somebody who meant this much, and to have him back, like, it's going to be a special day for the fan base. But, you know, I'll probably be waterworks out there. I'll be pretty emotional about it, I'm not going to lie.
Well, he did stand in your wedding. I think that's okay. I'm pretty sure it's allowed at that point.
Yeah, yeah. I'll be out there top stepping and clapping. You'll see me.
Top step for sure, Ian Happ. Thank you so much. Have a great game today in Atlanta. Good luck against Chris Sale. And we'll make sure to see where you are in the dugout on Saturday.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Ian.
That's Ian Happ, of course, joining us every week, as he does. And Ian Happ, of course, also with Connect Roasters, and he had his foundation charity fundraiser last Saturday as well. If you want to look into that, the Ian Happ Foundation is how you find that information. I did not mean for that to rhyme.
No, it's good. We're rolling like that today. If you want to be a poet and not even know it, that's your prerogative.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.